This part of the report comprises of some details about how you can contribute to a Mokib and how you can join us, inshallah, next year for this walk from Najaf to Karbala. First of all, it is imperative that, inshallah, all of us try as hard as possible to visit Karbala. For those of you who have had the opportunity to visit, may Allah give you an opportunity to visit again. And for those who haven't had an opportunity to visit yet, inshallah, may Allah give you an opportunity by the Arbaeen next year or at the Arbaeen next year to visit Karbala. Karbala is one of the only ziyarat where we are encouraged to even borrow money to go for ziyarat. So we are encouraged to even take a loan to go to Karbala and do the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. You cannot go to Hajj on a loan, but you're encouraged to go to Karbala by borrowing money and going there. In fact, there are countless ahadiths. For example, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said that if people knew the fazilat of visiting Imam Hussain's grave, then they will die of the aspiration to go there. And there are other countless ahadiths about how important it is for us to visit. And of course, visiting the grave of Imam Hussein should not be for sawab or fazilat. Sawab is the raghbat or the attraction that Allah has kept. Just like you may give a chocolate to your son for doing his homework, but the chocolate is not the real purpose for why he should learn mathematics. And similarly, sawab is not the reason for why we go to Karbala. It is an attraction that Allah has kept, and indeed, there is a lot of sawab, and indeed, it would be given to people, inshallah, who visit Karbala. But the main purpose of visiting Karbala, and there are many purposes, is for us to become Husseini, for us to join the mission of the Hussein of our time, for us to say Labbaik Ya Hussein, and for us to make sure that the center of our life and our families is Karbala, and for us to get out of this mental slavery and inferiority complex that many of us have living in the Western societies, being fascinated with things around us. We should adopt what is good here, but we should remember that our real watan is and will always be the Haram of Imam Hussein, and the real role model for us are the Ahlul Bayt, irrespective of where we live and irrespective of what passports we carry. We would always have the Ahlul Bayt as our role model, and we would always have Karbala as our watan, and our loyalty will always be to the Imam Hussein and his followers, inshallah. So again, I think it is also very important for us to visit to ensure that we stay connected with it, so that no other Saddam or no other forces can come and do to Karbala what they were able to do in terms of damaging the shrines. And many of us did not even find out that how he had, was able to do the. So I think if we stay connected in our base in Karbala, in addition to whatever benefits, and there are many that we may drive personally as an ummah as well. We can ensure that we are giving out a message. There are some people who are concerned about the safety. Again, that is a personal choice. But my advice is, again, if you look at the statistics, it seems to be very safe statistically. As I said, we had about 15 to 20 million people visit Karbala, with only a few hundred of them being martyred during this way. Most of us are much more likely to die of overeating and the diseases associated with overeating, whether it's high blood pressure, heart attack, diabetes, or other things. To die while going for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein's grave is an honor that very few of us will have in this life. So personally, my personal opinion is that it is very safe, and it is safe for you to walk between these two places. But again, that's something that you can determine for yourself. If you are able to join, it is not only great for you, but it is also wonderful for everybody else that is there to see the global Shia born and the global Shia movement. So you meet people from Bahrain, from Kuwait, you hear about people from Qatif, Saudi Arabia, how the Wahhabis are doing mazalim on them today. You kind of become connected with the world of Shia around you that you may not be aware of in the manner that you see when you go for this particular walk. In terms of what you can do, first of all, there are many ways that you can contribute. For example, if you are going to contribute to a Mokib, and many people express the desire, so we had a number of people who have contributed who could not make it themselves. You can give any amount of money, and roughly I've given you some estimates that you can do disposables for 1,000 people for about $5. You can arrange water for 500 people for about $10. You can organize trash cans, which is a big need there to keep the places clean, for about $20. You can organize food for about 500 people for about $100. There is a big need for washrooms, so you can do the washrooms. You can build a new washroom facility for about $3,000, and you can have a sort of a complete mock-up arrangement for 100 people, including the tents, blanket, mattresses, washrooms, everything included, for about $5,000. What you can also do is you can sponsor an Iraqi orphan for about 1 year for about $600. So there are many, many ways that you can contribute and that you should contribute. And of course, do consider that this is a family. The family of Ahlul Bayt is a family that never keeps the ihsan of anyone, and if you contribute in their way, you will be rewarded. But in my opinion, as I said earlier, reward is just an attraction. It's really, whatever we have today is because of the fazl of this family, and whatever we can contribute back to our brothers in need in Iraq would be a great, great contribution. In terms of those of you who would like to join us in for the walk next year, inshallah, for Arba'een in 2012. Just in terms of some of the costs, first of all, it would be great if you can plan ahead. In fact, the earlier you can plan, the better. If you're listening to this right now, make a decision right now if you can and say, I will, inshallah, go. If you can go with the family, that is definitely wonderful and you should. However, in my personal opinion, and do not share this with your family members, but in my personal opinion, if you are a family of five or six and you can only afford to go yourself, then in my opinion, you shouldn't delay and should go for Ziyarat of Karbala. And inshallah, ask the Imam to give you an opportunity to bring your whole family back. But just because you cannot go as a family, you should not delay your Ziyarat to Karbala for many, many years. If you go by a group, and there are lots of really good groups from Canada, most of them are doing it on either a non-profit basis or a low-profit basis. So considering if you buy the ticket well in advance, the visa fee for about an 8 to 10-day trip, which sometimes can also be about 8 to 12 days, including a few days of Syria as well, the cost that you will have would be, including the ticket, between $2,800 to $3,400 per person. That's again the cost that includes sort of a full kind of Ziyarat tour, including a few days, all tickets, all food, all transport. Except for shopping, you won't have to spend a single penny if you join one of these groups with this sort of an amount. What you can also do to lower down your costs is you can fly from North America or Western Europe, but join a group from Pakistan that is coming through. And for that, you can reduce the cost by a few hundred dollars. And of course, there might be some issues in terms of who's going to come to pick you up. And typically, the groups that go from Canada or US go together. In here, you may have to make an arrangement to make sure there's somebody there to pick you up when you land at the airport. But you could probably do, and I've done this one before as well, for about $2,200 to $2,500. And again, this would be an 8 to 10 day trip, often including Sham as well, including all tickets from North America back from Sham to Iraq, Iraq to Sham, or from Dubai onwards, from Dubai as well. So this would be sort of the amount that you will have to pay. Do keep in mind that generally the prices go a little bit higher during Arba'een and they go a little bit lower outside of Arba'een. These prices again vary. The way I was able to do it this time, I spent a total of 600, less than $600. In addition to the ticket. The ticket you can typically get between $1,100 and $1,300. But this particular mechanism means that this is a 7 to 9 day Iraq trip only. This will cover all the ziyarat. So this in this $600, I did manage to go everywhere in Iraq, to Samarra, to Kazvin, to everywhere. This includes about 3 to 4 days that you'll be spending in walking to Karbala, staying at the Mokibs while walking there. Then staying in Karbala probably for a day or two, staying in Qazvin for a day, going to Samarra for a day, and then flying back. And of course, doing the ziyarats in the middle, like the Balad ziyarat of Sayyid Muhammad, as well as Masjid al-Kufa and others, right? And that's sort of something you can manage for about $2,000 or so. So depending on what your budget is like and what sort of an experience you want to have, of course, if you go with a group from end to end, that is an experience that that is a better experience in terms of the hotels you'll be staying in and the food and other things. If you are going with the sort of the last option, then you're kind of a little bit less taken care of in terms of the arrangements. In terms of any other costs associated, again, it's really whatever you want to spend for shopping or for buying things from there. Apart from that, I really think that it is a fascinating experience that you should definitely try to see. I'm really, really hoping that if inshallah we can get a group of 50 to 100 people. By the way, you could also, for example, go with a proper kafla. In fact, a number of my friends who were in the walk were doing that, but they would just join their kafla after the 2 days of walk. So let's say the group that you're going with from the US or Canada might be staying in Karbala for 4 days or 5 days, but what you would be doing is going for walking in the 2 days or 3 days that you are from Najaf to Karbala while they go in a bus or a car. And then you can join them in Karbala and then carry on with the ziyarat schedule there. So again, there are different permutations that are possible for this particular model. In terms of any other costs associated, again, except for shopping, there are no other costs associated. This is including everything, which includes food, which is extremely cheap there. It's usually the transport and the hotel that costs somewhat. The reason that it's much cheaper with this sort of a walking trip and staying at the Mokibs is that for half of this trip, because you are staying along the way in the Mokibs that are provided for free, there's no hotel cost. And then later on, you're joining a bus or something for the ziyarat that you're doing. We are hoping that inshallah, if we can get about 50 to 100 people, we could even get a permit from the Iraqi government to potentially, especially if we have some good Noha Khan going with us, then we could, like the other Iraqi groups and people from other nations, we could take our group and we could recite Latmiyas in English, Urdu, and other languages. And I think that would be a quite an interesting thing. One of the other things we also want to do is, again, we've already talked to some of the Mokibs, so again, those of you who would like to contribute, we can ensure that money is sent by the time of Ashura to these Mokibs so that they can use it for the khidmat of the Zayreen. The last thing I will mention is especially that, for example, some of the friends who walked with me raised over $100,000 last year for the Iraqi orphanage in Karbala. So I think, as we have seen, Imam Ali alayhi salam's wasiyat, as well as countless ahadith and Quranic ayat about how Allah's blessings are given to people who take care of the orphans, and our Allah's azab is for the people who don't take care of the orphans. I think we should all, all of these causes are important. It is also very important to have support the Mokibs so that people can continue going there. And by people getting there, it pumps a lot of money into the economy. It provides for a tradition. It strengthens the Shia community. And of course, by directly sponsoring an orphan, that is another way that you can help. If you have any questions, or if you would like to join us for the walk, either if you're already going through a kafla, or if you would like us to sort of do it kind of our way, then please send an email to lessonsfromkarbala@gmail.com. And of course, just to clarify, we will not be taking a commercial kafla. There's no profit involved, and you will not be paying us anything. It would be whatever arrangements that are made, you will pay for the ticket directly, and whatever other arrangements are made, you will pay for directly as well. So this is not done for a profit or a commercial on a commercial basis. So inshallah, may Allah give all of you and all of us an opportunity to visit Karbala again and again. And most of all, by going to Karbala, may Allah give us the tawfiq to change our characters and become more Husseini and become the an Ansar of the Hussein of our time, so that he no longer stays in occultation, and that said, so that we can have a didar of his Purnoor face, inshallah, in our lifetimes. May Allah hasten the return of our Imam and enable us to become his true followers. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.